This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Vericomposting involves raising worms in a contained area to harvest waste for fertilizing the garden. K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist Cynthia Domenghini explains the benefits and steps involved in setting up a vericomposting system. Cynthia, the worms that are involved with vermicomposting, I'm assuming these are not just your normal kind of worms. Do we need a specific type of worm?
Yeah, exactly. So the worms that you find out in your garden, traditionally, those are fantastic for the garden soil. But if you are going to do a vermicomposting project, you want to choose red wiggler worms. Those tend to be the most easy to find and the best option for a few reasons. One of those being that you're going to be vermicomposting in an enclosed container. And this type of worm prefers that environment, so they're not going to be trying to escape. Another thing is they have a really good appetite. So they will be chewing up all of the kitchen scraps that you put in their box, and they will be producing compost at a much quicker rate than some of the other varieties of worms.
And it's that waste then that helps benefit the soil?
Exactly. Yeah, there are a couple of products that come from vermicomposting. One of them being the castings, which is the worm feces. And that is something that you can harvest after a couple months of raising your worms and just incorporate it into the garden soil. The other is worm tea, which sounds disgusting. Don't drink it. But worm tea is the liquid that drains out the bottom of your worm composting bin. And you can gather that liquid and water your plants with it, and it provides some nutritional benefit to your plants that way.
You talked about a worm bin. What all is involved with getting this all set up?
You can actually purchase very nice pre-made worm bins, and they have a nice look to them, and they can be very functional. But you can also make one yourself for very low cost, and it's actually quite easy to do. By using a dark-colored plastic storage container, the kind that you might store holiday decorations in or any type of storage container, but you want it to be dark so that it will block out any light from getting to the worms. The size can vary, but depending on how many worms you plan on raising, the recommendation is that you would have about 1 square foot or cubic foot of space per pound of worms. In addition to the storage container, you will need 2 lids. One lid will sit securely on top of the container, and the other lid is what's going to sit beneath the container to catch that worm tea and keep that liquid from draining out onto the floor. Then what you're going to do with your storage container is drill holes that are about 1/8 to 1/4 inch in diameter. You'll put a few across the bottom of the container to allow that worm tea to drain out. And then you'll put some on the sides of the container in the top half, about every 4 inches or so apart to allow for ventilation, but to keep the worms from crawling out. Fill the bottom, about 2/3 of the container, with what's going to be the bedding material. And that can be made up of a variety of materials. It could be shredded newspaper or brown corrugated cardboard. You can incorporate some fall leaves or straw. Using a variety of those materials is ideal. When I've created the bins in the past, though, if I just had shredded newspaper around, I created the bedding out of that, and it worked out just fine. But you do want to add some water to the bedding so that it's moist. The dry conditions are not good for the worms, so keep those conditions moist. And then once your worms arrive, you'll bury them beneath that bedding with a small amount of kitchen scraps, and you are all set to start vermicomposting.
That's Cynthia Domenghini, a K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist, with information on vericomposting. And there's more. Next week, we'll focus on what to feed your worms and maintaining the worm bin. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.